Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Welcome to the Just Glow With It podcast, a lifestyle and personal development podcast inspiring women to glow up and create the life of their wildest dreams. I'm Jasmine, podcast host, certified life coach, and your go-to glow girl for all things living an aligned life of abundance, beauty, and luxury. Just Glow With It is for the modern woman who is here to do the real work, make mindset shifts, and are also down for happy hour with the girls. We're combining the metaphysical and material world in order to create our most aligned, high vibe, and abundant lives. If you're ready to tap into your glowness, uncover your divine purpose, and live a fabulous luxe life, then keep on listening. As always, remember to just glow with it. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. I hope you are all having an amazing day so far and you've had an amazing start to a brand new month of 2022. So before we get into today's podcast episode, I wanted to give you a little behind the scenes update of what's been going on in my life and in business. I also have something very exciting to share with you all, which I know you're going to love. If you love my podcast, you are going to love this beautiful gift that I have just for you. I feel like I've been very challenged these last few weeks, and there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes that I'm mentally having to overcome and mentally having to work through. I have just been focusing on that, but I've been taking time to kind of reorganize, restructure, and really how I want to show up in the business, how I want to add more value into your guys' lives. That leads me to sharing something new that I'm adding to the business that I know you guys are going to love. So one of the things that I wanted to do was provide something for you guys that can support you and guide you throughout the week in addition to my podcast episodes. So at first I was contemplating possibly doing guided meditations for you guys every week or so, but that didn't feel it. What I knew was that I wanted to provide something for you guys that could support you, motivate you, and really get you through the week, especially if you're struggling or you just need that extra motivation and boost of inspiration. And so I thought to myself, what helps me to get into that mood or that mindset, especially when I'm struggling or when I need that extra boost of motivation and stuff? And something that I do that I've never really talked about, I give myself these super high vibe energetic pep talks sometimes. And I will do it when I'm getting ready for the day, or I'll literally be walking around in my office just talking to myself. And basically, I give myself these pep talks that are filled with supercharged affirmations and words of wisdom, just encouraging myself, pushing myself, and inspiring myself to continue moving forward. And each time these pep talks are a little bit different. It really just depends on what I'm going through that week or where my mindset is at, how or where I'm struggling. So I decided that I would love to give you guys the same thing and create something for you guys that would help you and support you weekly, no matter what it is that you're going through. So that leads me to sharing that I have created a new segment, I guess, within my business, and it's called Notes to Self. And Notes to Self are weekly high vibe pep talks and love notes that are created to help guide and support you on your journey of personal growth and transformation. So each pep talk or love note are filled with energetically charged affirmations and words of wisdom designed to remind you of your power, what's possible for you, and really to just light a fire within you to rise up and manifest your dream life. It's really just an amazing extra boost of motivation to get you through the week. So this is something that you can include in your morning routine. You can have it playing in the background while you're cooking or getting ready for the day or driving on your way to work. They're going to be very short and sweet audio recordings from me to you. And my intentions with these notes to self is that it continues to just empower you, inspire you, and guide you on your journey. And it's something that you can listen to over and over and over again. And like I said, said, they're completely free to download and you have full access to them. And the way that I have designed these notes to self is each note to self, high vibe pep talk, whatever you want to call it, is going to be aligned to each podcast episode that I do. So for example, in today's podcast episode, I am talking about manifestation tips for success, specifically how to trust that your manifestations are happening and how to cultivate faith and certainty that your manifestations are on the way and how to trust in the universe. The notes to self that I have for this week is going to amplify what we talk about on the podcast. So if you need that extra boost of motivation to help you feel even more certain with your manifestations, then the notes to self audio will help you with that. So I definitely recommend using it in alignment to each podcast episode. I have the very first notes to self officially out and available to download completely free. The link to download notes to self number one, which is your manifestation is on its way, will be in the show notes. It's also on my Instagram bio and it's on my website. There's a section where I will include all of the notes to self. So if you end up downloading the notes to self, I would love to hear your feedback on it. I would love to hear your thoughts and how you feel about it and all of that. So feel free to DM me on Instagram or post it on your Instagram stories while you're listening to it. I would so appreciate that. So those are the main updates that I had for you all. But in today's episode, we are talking about manifestation tips for success. And I am sharing with you all something that I think is so important but so underrated and overlooked when it comes to the manifestation process and what I wish I knew when I was first getting into manifestation. If you are someone who feels like manifestation is not working for you or you struggle to manifest what it is that you want, even though you're doing everything right or you're following the steps that you've read about or heard about, but things just aren't manifesting, it probably is because you're missing a very crucial step that I definitely overlooked myself. And it was something that I had to really learn and figure out the hard way. And it's something that I still have to remind myself of. But basically, I am giving you the real deal on beginner's tips for manifestation success. And I really just hope that you enjoyed this episode, you enjoy these vibes. And if you do, I would so appreciate if you could screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram stories, tag me in it so I can thank you for listening. And if you can leave an iTunes and Spotify review, I would also appreciate that. So, but those are all the updates that I have. So let's just go ahead and get into today's episode. All right, my loves. So today I am sharing some beginner tips for manifestation success, and the tips and journal prompts that I have for you today I feel are so underrated and not talked about enough. When I first got into manifestation and began this whole journey, I learned the basics of it, the formula, so to speak, which is you get clear on what you want, you set your intention out, you take aligned action and become an energetic match to your desire, and wait for it to come in, essentially. What I didn't know at the time was that there was a step that I was missing, and this step is what I call the in-between period between taking action, becoming an energetic match, and waiting for your manifestation to come in. And this is such an important and crucial part of the manifestation process that I was completely unaware of at the time, and I did not know how to navigate it or what to do during this time. And often I would sabotage the manifestation from coming in. And what I've come to learn is that this in-between period in the manifestation process where you've done all you possibly can, you're an energetic match, and you're simply just waiting is where you need to have the most faith and certainty in your manifestation coming in. So I want to paint the picture a little bit more clearly so that you guys can get a full understanding of what I mean by this in-between waiting period. So I've used this analogy before when it comes to manifestation, and I'm sure you've heard about it in other books and podcasts and things like that when speaking of manifestation. But manifesting is essentially the same process as ordering food at a restaurant, right? You look at the menu, you look at the different options, you decide on what you want. The waiter comes to you, you tell the waiter, this is what I want. If you want any modifications or changes, you let them know, they take it down. Then they enter your order into the computer. The computer then sends your order to the kitchen receives it, they make your order. And during that time, when the kitchen is making your food, you are waiting. You're either talking with your friends, you're on your phone, you're just doing whatever, and you're waiting for your food. During that time, most of the time, if they're not like taking forever, of course, during that time, you're not thinking about where's my food, where's my food, where's my food? Is my food coming? Is it here? Is it gonna come? When is it gonna come? How is it gonna come? Am I sure it's gonna come? You're not overanalyzing, overthinking, or stressing about when your food is coming. You know that it's going to come because you've placed the order, the waiter took your order, and you just know like that's, it's going to happen, it's going to come. So you don't stress or worry about it. And manifestation is essentially the same process. Of course, it's not as simple or straightforward, but just as an analogy, it's essentially the same process, right? You decide on what you want to manifest. You get very clear on any modifications or things that are non-negotiable for you. You send it out into the universe, to God, and you let the universe know of what you want. And you obviously have to take action in order for your manifestation to come to you. It's not just going to fall on your lap without you doing anything. So you take action, you become an energetic match, and you wait. And you know that the manifestation is going to come in because you've done all that you are supposed to do in order to receive. What happens in manifestation is during that waiting process, when the cook is essentially making your food, what happens in manifestation is people start to stress out. People start to question if it's coming, if it's happening, when it's happening. And when things don't happen right away or instantly, or you feel like nothing is happening, that is when people begin to lose faith. That is when people begin to doubt themselves and the universe. And as a result, we can begin to self-sabotage. And when we self-sabotage, when we don't have faith, and when we doubt ourselves, all of that is creating energetic blocks. And when we have blocks, that prevents our manifestation from coming in. And as a result, our fears and our self-doubt and our lack of faith all become a self-fulfilling prophecy. And so it becomes this like cycle of feeling like manifestation isn't real, or I'm doing it wrong, or I don't know how to do this, or it works for other people, but it doesn't work for me. And so I am here to shed light on what to do if this is you. If you find yourself lacking faith when you're trying to manifest, or you have self-doubt or fear, or you see other people manifesting, but you feel like it's not working for you, this could be a reason why. And I know for myself, this was one of my biggest struggles with manifesting. I did everything right before. I did everything that I was supposed to do. But when it came to waiting and being patient and having faith and letting go and trusting, that is where I struggled with the most. And so I wanted to talk about this because, like I said, I feel like it's so underrated. It's not talked about enough. And it's also such an important and crucial part in the manifestation process. And also because this week I have been learning how to trust the in-between phase even more so. And so I just thought that I would share the rituals and the journal prompts that I do to help me during this in-between phase. So these are all the things that help me to trust in the universe, to have full faith and certainty that my manifestation is coming, to be patient, and to also not doubt myself and not self-sabotage. Get your journal out because I have some journal prompts that are going to be so, so, so helpful. There are a few things to take into consideration if you struggle with the in-between phase of the manifestation process. The first thing to take into consideration is, have you taken enough action to call in your manifestation? So sometimes a reason why we may lack faith or certainty that our manifestation is going to come in is because we know we haven't really done all that is necessary to reach our goals or to manifest our desires. And so if there is something more you know you can do, then do it, because that is going to build your trust and certainty in manifesting your desires. However, what I will say is it's so important to be mindful that you're taking aligned action and not action out of desperation or scarcity. Because when you take action out of desperation, then that shows lack of faith in the universe and lack of trust in yourself. So for example, let's say that you're applying for a job, right? Like you're applying for your dream job, you fill out the application, you get an email back, you get an interview, you do the interview, and now all that's left to do is just wait to get information back to see if you got the job or not. In an instance like this, you can ask yourself, have I done enough action? The answer is yes. You literally have done all that you can and that is in your control. The only thing left to do is just wait. So in that instance, you wouldn't want to do anything out of desperation. And really, there is nothing for you to do except maybe like send a follow-up email. But other than that, there really isn't anything else for you to do. So just keep that in mind when it comes to taking action towards your manifestation. So some journal prompts to ask yourself are, one, have I done all I can do to make this manifestation possible? And what actions do I feel called or inspired to take right now? So the second thing to take into consideration, taking into account your self-doubt and any fears that may come up for you. So I've said this before, but we can desire something, right? We can desire to manifest our dream job, our dream relationship. We can desire to manifest new friends. But if we don't feel worthy of it, or if we don't work through the fears that may come up when we try to manifest those things, that can lead to negative self-talk. It can lead to self-sabotage. And like I said earlier, self-sabotage, limiting beliefs, and these energetic blocks will prevent our manifestation from coming in. So for example, let's say that you are trying to manifest your soulmate, but you haven't done the inner work to work through your fears and your blocks. And let's say your blocks are you don't believe that you're lovable, or you believe that if you manifest your soulmate, you're going to ruin it, or they're going to leave you, or they're going to find someone else. And so as a result, you sabotage finding your soulmate because you have these underlying fears and limiting beliefs. So just something to keep in mind when you're trying to manifest something that's outside of your comfort zone or new to your physical reality, that will cause limiting beliefs, fears, self-doubt to come to the surface. And that's okay, because that's part of the process in manifesting your desires. It's only natural for these things to come up because you're choosing to step outside of your comfort zone and you're choosing something new that you've never had before. I know for myself, with everything that I've manifested, from my career, my apartments, the opportunities that I have, all of those things did not come without me having to deal with my fears, with self-doubt, limiting beliefs, things like that. It is a natural part of the process, but every time it comes up, I know it's just an opportunity for me to work through those things. So some journal prompts to help you work through any self-doubt or fear or limiting beliefs when you're manifesting are, one, what am I holding on to that is causing self-doubt and fear? So it could be that you believe that you're not capable or smart enough to handle your manifestation, or that you think it's too good to be true and it's not really possible, or you're afraid of failing, things like that. Get very clear on what the stories are that you're telling yourself that is causing this self-doubt and fear. The second journal prompt is, what proof do I have that these self-doubt and fears are not true? So this is where we're trying to challenge our limiting beliefs and our fears and our self-doubt. What this can look like is listing out all of the reasons why these fears and self-doubt are simply not true. So some of my reasons that I've used in the past are, I've overcome so much in my past already. I manifested things in the past that I thought weren't possible, and I proved myself wrong time and time again. And this entire process has aligned so effortlessly for me. So I know that if it wasn't meant to be, it wouldn't have aligned the way that it has. And so it's just really important to challenge those fears and thoughts, or else they will continue to take the lead in your life. life by sabotaging your manifestations and your heart's deepest desires. So the last thing that I would say is so important to take into consideration when you are struggling during this in-between waiting period with your manifestation is, are you lacking faith and or trust in the universe slash God? So are you lacking faith or belief that it's actually going to happen, or that the universe has your back, or that everything is aligning for you? When we have a lack of faith, that means there's a lack of connection, whether it's to God, the universe, whatever you believe in, whatever you want to call it. When you lack faith, that means there's a lack of connection. And so I do some rituals and also journal prompts to help me reconnect back to the universe and make me feel supported and guided and loved. And also, just a little side note, the High Vibe Pep Talk is going to be so helpful in rebuilding or reconnecting back with the universe. So if you're someone who like is struggling with faith and trust and all of that, definitely download the Pep Talk, because that is going to help so much. But anyways, rituals that I like to do are guided meditations and affirmations, which the Pep Talk is going to help you with. But I like to take walks and listen to certain meditations that help me connect with the universe and help me get grounded and build my trust, and affirmations as well have been so helpful. Another thing that really helps me to reconnect back with the universe is asking for signs. So sometimes I may ask for a specific sign, sometimes I may ask for an angel number, it really just depends. But asking for a sign, and when you receive it, it's just like this energetic hug from the universe of like, I got your back. I'm here, you're supported, you're loved. And so definitely ask for a sign. And just some mental notes to keep in mind of when you are trying to build faith and trust in the universe and things like that is, keep in mind that divine timing and intervention is always at play. There are things happening on an energetic, spiritual level that we cannot see, that we cannot comprehend, that we may not understand. Sometimes certain things beyond our control need to be set in place first. And sometimes one thing needs to happen before another thing can happen, and we're just not aware of it. But that doesn't mean that it's not happening just because, one, you can't see it happening, or it's not happening when you want to. Always keep in mind that the universe and God is always right on time. It's never too late. It's never too early. It's always right on time. So some journal prompts that really help me to build my faith and trust that it is happening, my manifestations are coming in, the universe has my back, are, one, how does stressing or worrying about this help me? And what you may come to realize is that it does not help you at all, and you're wasting your time worrying about things that are absolutely out of your control. So this is kind of just like a perspective shift for me. And the second journal prompt that I like to ask myself is, what proof do I have that the universe or God does have my back and that my manifestation is happening? So this journal prompt really forces you to shift your perspective. It forces you to see and acknowledge the signs that have been around you and how things have been aligning for you and actually working in your favor. This is so helpful if you're someone who focuses on the things that you don't have or the things that are not working, that we forget what is working and what is happening. Third and final journal prompt that I have for you to help build your faith in the universe and your manifestations are, if I already had what it is I desire, how would I feel? How would I act? What would I do? Start feeling and doing those things now. So for me, you know, I'm currently manifesting something really, really big. And when I think about what I would do, how I would feel, I know that I would feel so grateful. I would feel so excited, so inspired. I would feel at peace. And so what I do is I tap into those feelings now. I don't wait for my manifestation to come in to feel that way. I decide to energetically just shift into that. And sometimes these rituals and things like this and like my High Vibe Pep Talk help me to do just that. So before I end this episode, I wanted to share this reminder to you all that I was recently reminded of when it comes to manifestation, and that is to be open to things happening and playing out in other ways. sometimes we can get so caught up in something manifesting in a very specific way, in a specific order, or we're very set in stone on a specific manifestation. But what we forget is that sometimes God, the universe, has a completely different idea set out for us. And sometimes this idea can be even greater, even bigger, even better than what we could have imagined for ourselves. And I want to share a little story about what I mean, and I can't get into too many details just yet. It's coming soon, but if you listened to my last podcast episode, you may have heard me talk about how I manifested something really, really big and unexpected and so exciting, and I never saw it coming. Like I said, I can't share the details just yet, but when I can, I will. But essentially, when it comes to the success of my career and the path that I saw myself going on and what it would take and what I needed to do to reach the level of success that I desire, I was very, very set in stone on my path looking a very specific way. Never did I think another way was possible, or there was another path, or an even better path. For a while now, for the last few months, I have been running into obstacles and obstacles. And finally, I just surrendered to the universe and I said, you know what? If this is meant to be, if there is another way, I am open. I am ready to receive. I allow you to support me, to guide me, to show me the way. Like, please show me what I'm not seeing. Please show me what I'm not understanding. I surrender and I'm letting you take the lead. And I kid you not, a few days after that, that is when I received an unexpected opportunity that is so in alignment to my purpose, to my path, to what I want to do within my business, to everything. But it's so grand and so big and so out of this world that I could have never imagined it happening. This is just so far beyond what I thought was possible for me. And the fact that I surrendered and let the universe take the lead, and as I'm saying this, it is 4:47. And for those of you who guys don't know, 47 is my angel number from the universe. Okay, back to the story. This opportunity is far beyond what I thought was possible for me. But now that it's here in my reality, it makes so much sense that this is part of my journey now. And now I can clearly see that this opportunity is going to help me reach where it is that I'm trying to go. I just didn't realize that this path was possible for me. So that may not make so much sense because I know I'm not giving so much detail. All in all, what I'm trying to say is sometimes the way things are meant to happen, or how it's going to happen, or when, or where, or who, or why, sometimes we have to leave the details up to the universe and trust that whatever is of our greatest good will be, and what is meant for us will never pass us by. I definitely needed that reminder and that wake-up call, like, hey, if something isn't working, if something isn't panning out the way that you intended, there is another way, and it can still be aligned, and it can be even better and greater than what you originally thought it would be or what you wanted. And so I will leave you with that, and I really hope that you enjoyed this episode and that it gave you a bit of motivation and inspiration and insight for your own manifestations. And again, if you want that extra energetic high vibe pep talk to help build your faith and your inspiration and motivation with your manifestations and the universe and all of that, definitely download this week's High Vibe Pep Talk. But I hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you did, I would so appreciate if you could leave an iTunes or Spotify review, screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram stories, tag me in it so I can thank you for listening. And as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.